Blog Talk Radio.
Really? That's it. Just
Robin, the theme song.
I never, yo, man. Oh, this motherfucker is about it's just loading it up, man. That's I don't know why I do that bullshit, man. Damn, I want to hear that bad boy get everything popping and shit.
Yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, all right? So
what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
All right, we're here, man. The bad boy, the motherfucking Dean. We're here, guys. How y'all doing today? If y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. We'll continue to post that in the chat room. Locario, what's up with you, man? What's good, brother?
I'm good. I'm chilling. What's going on with you, man? You know, guys, make sure you go to badboymembership.com. That's where you get 45 to 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Also, make sure you get the book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day, ebook, hard copy, or audiobook. Go to MrLocario.com to get your copy. You feel what I'm saying?
Is it sex, smash, or fuck?
Sex.
Okay. I'm just fucking with you. Guys, y'all know the rule. We will read three emails and also answer your questions if y'all have any questions, and we will chop it up. Don't forget, guys, on my side, www.themanmindset.com. And don't forget, we have a show at 1 o'clock East with myself and Rosebud. And then we have the Man Mindset show later on tonight where we'll be discussing getting y'all prepared for Valentine's Day. So check that out. Locario, who's up? Who goes first? What's up?
Yeah, you can go first.
All right, let me go first. I got one. Matter of fact, I told the guy that I will read his first. I just got one hot off the press, so I'll just read his first. Okay. Give me a second. Let me pull it up. Oh shit! Hit the wrong button. He just sent this one to me, so I'm gonna go ahead and take care of my dog, man, and read this shit. This is one of my man mindset members, so I'm going to move him up a little bit. Okay, here he is. He wrote this. He says, Steve, when you go up to a group of girls and want to separate them from the others, how do you go about doing that? I was direct, but I felt like the outcome was a bit embarrassing for the girl, despite me being courteous and asking to speak to her individually, having met her before this interaction. I don't know about that. When I was alone with her, I asked her would she like to go out and get some tea sometime, and she confirmed the date for Friday. I didn't have any business cards on me, so I told her that I could tell her my number. She said that she would add me on Snapchat. You got to tell me about Snapchat. I don't know about that shit. This was on Friday, and I didn't get a response. I'm talking to other women now, but I just want to know how would I be able to approach groups better and not waste my time. hers to be direct without being embarrassing to her. So what is your take on that, brother?
Yeah, so again, if you guys go to badboymembership.com, I have a whole program that teaches you how to talk to groups of women. You feel what I'm saying? But basically, when you're talking to groups of women, it's just more so you have to include the whole group first when you approach them. You understand? So let's say if it's, you know, three girls there, you're trying to talk to that one girl in the group. You know, you go up to the whole group, be like, "Hey, ladies, what's going on? How y'all doing? What y'all up to?" And you turn it into a group thing, right? And then as you're talking to the group, you understand? Then you can narrow it down to the girl you actually want to talk to. So let's say you're talking to the group, "Oh, what y'all doing? What y'all up to? Oh, cool, what's your name, blah, 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 whatever." And you say, "Listen, I'm going to steal your girlfriend for a minute." And you just tell the girl to come over to the side with you. You talk to her real quick, you know, exchange those numbers or whatever, and then you keep it moving. So it's really just about including the group first and then narrowing it down to the other chick, you feel what I'm saying, that you want to talk to. And also, it's good to sort of, in a lot of cases, isolate that girl so that in front of her girlfriends, like literally right there while you're trying to make something happen. Because sometimes women will like you, but then they will not want to make something happen because they're directly in front of their girlfriends. You see what I'm saying? So you want to sometimes isolate her, give her your number, get her number, what it is, whatever it is, and then just keep that to pushing. You see what I mean? But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I feel like a lot of guys don't have enough confidence to go up to, well, think about this. If you don't have enough confidence to go up to one woman, you damn sure ain't going to have enough confidence to go up to a group of them. But I got to give this guy a little bit of credit. He did go up to a group of women, and he did pull her aside. But here's the thing that I really don't understand with the email message that he's sending me, because what he's saying here, he said that he met her before this interaction. So what I'm trying to figure out is, why did you go up to the group then? If you met her before in the interaction, you should have done everything you were supposed to do as far as talking to her and everything. You didn't need to do that. Now, don't get me wrong, and I'm sure you and I do this all the time. If we're talking to a woman and we see her with a group of friends, we walk over there. You know, like you said, you say hello to the whole group, and then you focus on the woman that you're talking to. Then at that point, you know, after I say hello to the group, I'll walk over to her, and I walk, get close enough and say, "Hey, let's get out of here. Let's talk. Let me holler at you for a second," you know, and pull her away from the group and then go from there. But I think the problem is that this is where a lot of guys go wrong. It's what I call the second interaction is the problem. If he made the interaction the first time like he was supposed to, then he wouldn't have this situation. But what a lot of guys do is they meet women, Ms. Lucario, they interact with them, and then they're like, "Okay, well," and I'm not saying him, but I'm saying most guys, is maybe I'll get the nerve up, or maybe later on I'll speak to her then, and so you've already lost your time at that point. You've got to get in where you fit in, and you don't sit around and wait. And that's what I understand about a lot of guys. Why do you wait? Now, again, Lucario, I'm giving him the credit for going up to the group, because a lot of guys don't do that. I give him an A for that. But looking at the whole thing, now tell me real quick. How does Snapchat work? I heard that you take a photo or whatever and it goes away. Can you message a woman on Snapchat?
Yeah, I think you can. I'm not too familiar with Snapchat.
Yeah, I don't know. Chat room, help us out here. If you can, but here's the thing. I don't know if he can message or not, but here's the thing. I really do feel like there's a little bit more that I'm not being told in this email, because if a woman is interested in you and it's been Friday, which has been 5 days, then that means the conversation you had that night wasn't impactful enough where she would want to talk to you. Lucario, what you got on that, fam?
Right, and you know, and the thing is with this whole thing is, like you said, when he first hollered at her the first time or talked to her the first time, that's when he should have been able to really you know, plant that seed in the first place. Because even when he's seen her that second time, it should have been easier for him to just approach the group, just say, "Hey, what's up?" And then say to her, "Hey, what's going on? Let me talk to you for a second real quick." Because he already had talked to her from before. You see what I'm saying? So I think a lot of times, guys need to start being a little bit more, assertive and aggressive in the first place, so that, you know, later on down the line, it doesn't have to be like, you know, an issue the second time you see her or whatever it is. Because that second time you saw her, that could have been, you know, you running into her after you and her already done made something happen from before. So I think guys they just get used to interacting with chicks where when you first get at them or you first meet them, you first start talking to them, that you get the ball rolling at that first time. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I
yeah.
think that could be a good thing to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, LaCar, that's very important to get the ball rolling, which a lot of guys don't do. And I always say he who waits masturbates anyway. So there's just no way that I'm going to see a woman. But I had someone in the chat room said, yeah, you can message through Snapchat. So what I would say for him is I would just say, you know, because I think he already lost because of what he said before, but I like, hey, just try one more time. Just send her, not a Snapchat, but Mr. Boyd said that you can talk to women on message on Snapchat. So just send her, hey, what's up, how you doing? You know, this old boy from the thing, you know, I'm just wondering when we going out, when you going to take me out or whatever. So I would say he do that one time, but the issue I have or the problem I have is I think that he's already lost by the interaction, but I would need more information from him to see where he went wrong, because he's just giving me a generic thing. So that's all I got. But anything on that, Lucario?
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. Yeah, he should just hit her out one time and then see what go down. If not, then just keep that shit pushing.
Yeah. All right. You up, Lucario?
All right, so this one says, I started watching the videos a couple weeks ago, and you got some good stuff. Once I became a teenager, I never really had problems getting girls. I smashed a lot of chicks, good-looking ones also. I'm in my late 20s and have dated girls, but never really been in a committed relationship. Always have been focusing on building my empire. One of my issues is that the okay-looking girls I pull are either broke, slutty, and have kids, which traditionally these are not girls we want to wife, even though now I realize it's not that bad of an idea. The less than attractive girls I get have cars, careers, and everything, even buy me things and cooperate, but I'm not attracted to them at all, and I might smash, but I won't go far because there's no longevity, and I'm trying to build a relationship, so I end up wasting my time. I have been using dating apps a lot lately because I'm on a tight budget right now, but I have a spot, a car, and everything. In a few months, my pockets will be there. I need them to be, but I like the apps because they are cheap, and it's a lot of females with cars, careers, and their own place. Most of the girls I meet are the less attractive ones, which have their things together, but like I said above, I don't see any future with them, and I end up smashing and leaving them. I'm getting older and want to settle down with someone, but don't want to lower my standards. I've met some okay-looking girls from dating apps, but this is really, I know I can get good and average-looking girls, but for the next few months, I want to use the apps until my pockets are better and can start going out and meeting girls in public places. All right, I'm almost done. Hold on. It says, my question is, how do I get better-looking girls using the dating app and not lower my standards? If you think going out to meet girls is better, do you have any suggestions besides the club and the bar? I already did that scene. It seems like sometimes our guys end up wasting money and the girls flop and don't text you back, and it's a waste of time. I don't mind going out. I'm confident, but would like it to be something that is cheap, unique, and creative and more efficient in meeting females. All right, so basically he's saying, how does he get hotter chicks? You know what I'm saying? That's what he wants to know.
He is all over the place. Number one, this is what I don't understand about you guys out there. You can meet women outside your fucking door. I don't understand why it is you guys can't see that you can meet women at events. You can meet them at cafes. You can meet them at lounges. You can meet them at nightclubs. You can meet them at meetups. You can meet them at dinner parties. You can meet them at block parties. You can meet them on college. You can meet them at painting classes, yoga classes. I'm just events, wine bars, museums, galleries. You can books, cooking classes. I mean, theater events, operas, volunteer events. What the fuck do you mean you can't meet a woman? Where can you go? You go outside your goddamn door. But his problem is this, Lucario. His problem is that you are looking for a relationship. You don't look for a relationship as a man. You let it happen. If you are looking for a relationship, because, see, your standards are all fucked up. Because your problem is you think because bitches are good looking that they got more to offer you than motherfuckers who ain't got shit. The question is what can these women bring to your kingdom that makes your castle stronger or better? That's what I think the problem is with this guy, Lucario. He doesn't know what the fuck he wants, number one. He's basing it off of looks, number two, instead of what they can do for him. That's the worst thing. And I'm not saying find an ugly bitch or nothing like that. I'm just saying that I think he's going about things the wrong way because he keeps talking about the one thing, Lucario, that I tell all these guys. Who gives a fuck about your money? Who gives a fuck about you getting your funds correctly and all that other shit? Because he sounds like the kind of guy that is going to attract a woman, Lucario, but she is not going to be attracted to him. She's going to be attracted to his money, his degree, his car, his nice house, and his corner office job. And then when she fucks you on the side, Lucario, because you don't give a fuck, he's going to be all mad about that shit. So what I would just say for him, Miss Lucario, the number one thing you do not do is when you go out there, don't go out there looking for a relationship or a wife. Because if you're going to do that, you're going to fail. You go out there to have a good time. You meet somebody, and gradually through that process of vetting that bitch, excuse my language, I just get around the car, I got to say bitch. But when you vet her, then you take those steps, necessary steps. But that's what they do, Lucario. They go out their door and say, I'm looking for a wife. Oh, well, look. Oh, she looks good, but she's this. Oh, she's not wife material. Or she looks this, and she's not. That's where they lose, Lucario. I'm sorry. What you got on that, fam?
Yeah, it's interesting because he's saying that, he's on these online dating sites and he's getting these average girls and he's smashing whatever, but he wants a hotter girl because he's trying to settle down and all that other stuff. And what's going to happen if he's not careful, like you said, is he's going to get a chick who is just with him for his money. And especially, let's say he's looking for that hot girl, he's going to get with this hot girl who he thinks is really hot. And because he is not used to being with hot women, what's going to happen is that he's going to get emotionally attached to that woman. And now if that woman sees how emotionally attached he is to her and that he's trying to really lock it down and he has all his shit together, he may end up dealing with a woman who's going to basically, take advantage of his situation because he's so sprung on the fact that she looks good and that he wants a girlfriend so bad. So what he should be doing is... he could still go on these dating apps, and the thing was is this: when you're trying to get it's harder to get a hotter girl on a dating app than just going out in the street. You understand what I'm saying? Because on dating apps, there's a lot of women who are on there who are attention whores, women who are just some bullshit or whatever. You can still get a hot girl on there, like a really hot girl, but the thing is that there's so much shit going on there that it's a lot more in the way, and there's a lot more that you have that's not going for you on those things. So I would say to him, meet women, like you were saying, different places outside your house, different events, meetups, social gatherings, whatever it is. It doesn't necessarily need to be the club or the bar. The thing is, though, if he's talking about hot women, a lot of hot women do actually be at the clubs and the bars. That's the funny part where dudes be always saying they want hotter chicks, but then they don't want to go to where the hotter chicks are at. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to have to sort of balance that out somehow, some way. But the thing is, he needs to get out there more, but he needs to, like you said, not worry about getting into a relationship. Because the thing is, he wants to just date, or he should just date, hook up with these chicks, have fun, and then... based off of that, he starts to see, okay, this chick, she's kind of cool. She, I'm attracted to her. She's cool. We vibing and everything like that. And after a while, if he sees that she's worth the type of chick to be, his girlfriend after a while, then that'll happen at some point because the girl's going to be like, so where is this going? What does this mean? I want to be with you, yada, 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 because she's going to start to feel him. And then at that point, he can make a decision whether or not he wants her to be his girlfriend or whatever. But like you said, for us men, is not us needing to look for that relationship. That relationship's going to happen naturally by you being a man who knows how to attract, you know, quality women. You feel what I'm saying? Once you attract those quality women, you'll have your choice of who you want to be in a relationship with and make that happen at that point. You see what I'm saying? So he doesn't have to worry about that as long as he's doing his thing, you know, just really going out there and making shit happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I also think that he's the kind of guy, when he meets a woman, he's going to automatically tell her, I'm looking for a wife. I just feel like he that kind of guy. You know what I mean? Just playing his hand. Just you know, a lot of these women, when they hear a guy that says that kind of shit, they're going to change their demeanor to try to fit the script that he wants until they get the prize that they want. Then they're going to flip on his ass. So I just think he should just not go out looking for a wife. Go out to have fun, meet somebody, and vet them along the way to see if they're even wife worthy. But the fact that listen, don't get me wrong. Yes, we all like beautiful women, but you got to look at the behaviors, because a 10 in looks and behaviors in 2 makes a bitch a 4. You know what I mean?
Right,
you gotta look at that. And sometimes a chick that's a 6 or a 7 may have the right behaviors of a 10 that's going to up her thing. It's just what you want, because you have to remember this, young man, that looks are going to fade one day, okay? She may be beautiful right now, and she might be full of shit, and you're going to accept that's what he's going to do. You'll be like, well, you know she is pretty, even though she fucked up and she sucked Lucario's dick a few times, but I'm going to let that slide. And then what are you going to do when she get old and wrinkly? You gotta look at that kind of stuff. Those are things to be important. But, Lucario, you got anything else on that, brother?
Yeah, no, I would just say to this dude, man, you know, he needs to, get his, he needs to basically, like, get used to dealing with hotter girls and going out to meet these hotter girls. Like, forget the online thing. Like, the online thing, he can still do it and it's cool, but if he's really trying to up his shit to get the hottest girls, he needs to get out there in the streets and do what he needs to do to find these women. And then, on top of that, when he does find them, don't look at it as like, oh, I'm trying to, you know, wife a girl up. You understand what I'm saying? It's more so, look, I'm looking to have fun, see what it is. And then after he sees what it is, then he'll have a choice to, like, wife a chick up later on down the line. You know what I'm saying? But that's what it is.
All right, yeah. And if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Next email is Steve. My girl broke up with me a week ago, so I decided to get better at meeting women. I went outside to a college campus nearly 3 days, and I've started 21 conversations. I even counted that shit. I've started 21 conversations, which resulted in 0 phone numbers. And then he's like, my script went like this. I was walking with confidence. When a girl passed in front of me, I stopped her. When she stopped, I asked, I know it's completely random, but do you know a good coffee shop in the area? I'm sorry. Okay. Then I asked if she thinks it's a good one. I try to talk to him for at least 2 to 3 minutes, asking more questions and giving compliments. When I meet a nice girl, I told her that she's really cute, and I asked her if she wanted to hang out sometime. I did this 6 times, and all of them said sorry, but I have a boyfriend, the nice ones, okay? I am happy that I started to go outside to do this. This is the best thing I can do for myself, but I want to know from you, Steve, what am I doing wrong? Why wasn't I able to collect any phone numbers from these women? Lucario?
So he said that he's basically been going out trying to holler at chicks, and he only hollered at 6 girls?
No, he hollered at 20. He hollered at 21, and I think... 6 of the 21 had boyfriends. Wait, 6 of them.
And the other ones just rejected them.
And the other ones just rejected them, yes.
Right. Well, this is the thing. What a lot of guys got to understand is that it's always like this. It's always going to be a numbers game, period. You understand? Now, based on how good your game is, based on how good you are at talking to women, then you're going to have more success in that numbers game. But it's still going to be a numbers game. So every guy still has to approach and talk to different a bunch of different women to get results, right? Now, the thing with him could be, and this is for a lot of dudes, a lot of guys, when they're interacting with women, a lot of it has to do with your energy and your behavior when you're interacting with these girls. So sometimes what's going to happen is this, is that a guy who has terrible game, a guy who is just horrible at talking to girls, he's nervous, he don't know what to say, whatever, even if he goes up to 100 girls, he might get one. You feel what I'm saying? So this is how powerful the numbers game is that you could be terrible and you could still probably get one chick that will give you the number, or you give her the number, she'll call you, whatever it is. But you don't want it, you don't want to be in that situation. You want to be in a situation where you're actually getting more shit going. So if you talk to 100 girls, you probably get like 30 of them. You understand? 30 numbers, or exchange 30 numbers and see what's popping with those 30 chicks. The thing with him is, I think it's either something his energy is off, or something in his technique of how he's interacting with the woman is off. So a lot of times when it comes to these situations, you know, I would need to actually be there seeing what he's saying, what he's doing, how he's doing it. Is he giving the girl eye contact? What's his energy level? You know, how assertive is he when he's talking to the girl? Like, what is he doing and saying? And how is he reading her reactions or her responses? All of those things are important in order to become successful with women, because he may be walking up to girls and, like, he's talking to them, not looking them in the eye. He's probably looking down. Or it could even be his appearance. How is he dressed? How does he smell? Is his teeth brushed? Does he have a haircut? Like, all of these things matter. And so he needs to step up a lot of different things in his game in order to get a better response from these women. So a lot of times when you guys see that you're not getting a good response, a lot of times there's something that, you know, needs to be tightened up in your game. And this is why you have to a lot of times hire a coach like myself or Steve or whatever to actually see you in action, actually be there to see what's actually going on, because there's things that you may be doing that we can't see right now that could be hurting your game. And if you just tweak this or tweak that, then you'll actually, you know, get more success. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that, man?
Well, Big Dog, I don't think he has confidence. I think he's lying right there. And again, this is where the majority of you guys go wrong, because you lie to yourself, because you can say anything you want. Your behaviors tell us the whole story. Let's think about this for a second, okay? Now, Lucario, you know what you want from women, and you know how to go about getting it. And yes, you do have confidence. But one thing that you're not going to do is you're not going to talk about shit that has nothing to do with your end game. Has nothing to do with your end game. Why in the fuck would you walk up to a woman and ask her a random ass question about a good coffee shop? What does a coffee shop have to do with your end game? That's not confidence, because what you're doing is you're trying to cheat the game. I keep telling y'all, you cannot cheat the game. Y'all try to be manipulative or deceptive or backdoor your way into some pussy. Let me tell you guys something. Do you know how many guys have walked up to a woman and asked that same stupid ass question? Do you think that question is is such an amazing question that no one has ever asked that question before? What does a good coffee area, you know what he'll say? Well, I just wanted to start a conversation. Well, why don't you just start one? Why do you have to use a dumbass? You don't care. Listen, let me explain to these guys something. When you don't care about a question and you ask a woman, she can recognize when you don't really give a fuck about that question by how you ask that shit. These women know that he's not asking about a good coffee area because he wants to know. She knows that as he's just using that as a pickup line. And then here you go. I try to talk to them for 2 or 3 minutes, asking more questions. About what? Is this an interview? Is she getting a job at your company? Or is she trying to get a raise? What is up with these fucking dumbass questions? All right. Then he says, when I met a nice girl, I told her that she's really cute and asked her if she wanted to hang out sometime. Hang out and do what? I mean, goddamn. again, let's go back again, Lucario. Excuse me. Do you know a good coffee shop sometime? 2 minutes of question. And then it's like, do you want to hang out sometime? Fuck no, she don't want to hang out with you. Because what she's saying, guys, crayons out on this one. I'm telling you, the way she perceives you out of the bedroom is the same way she's going to perceive you in the bedroom. And if you listen to this cake-ass shit, you're going to lose. And here of them. You know what the ones that said, now he said six of them, Lucario, said that they were sorry and that they had a boyfriend, right? Well, think about this for a second. I don't think six of them had boyfriends. Matter of fact, maybe one of them probably had a boyfriend. I think the other five were creeped out or turned off or not interested in. So what do they tell you? No, I'm not interested in your ass. But what do Lucario always tell guys this? There are a lot of women out there that are single that either wear wedding rings or they'll tell you that they have boyfriends. Because sometimes they want to test the guys that want one-night stands from the guys that want long-term relationships. And sometimes a woman just wants to be fucked. She doesn't want to deal with the insecurities and all that other shit that most guys have. So when they say they have a boyfriend, he just cut bait and walked the fuck off. So, you know, there's just so many bad things that's going on here. But at the end of the day, he doesn't have confidence by the shit that he's saying, brother. What do you got on that, man?
Yeah, I agree with the confidence thing too. And again, it's a lot about energy. I think guys underestimate the power of that energy you bring when you are interacting with women. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so the energy you bring shows the difference between you being a guy who doesn't really know what he's doing and a guy who does know what he's doing. Like, for example, even like I was watching a live stream the other day. And I'm not going to say who it was or whatever, but I was watching a live stream and it was a bunch of dudes on the live stream talking about how to get girls. You understand what I'm saying? And so some of the dudes on there sounded like, you know, guys who, they never really go out to get girls, but they're just regurgitating
Yes. What
they've heard other people say.
Yes. Yes.
So I was listening to them. I was like, I noticed a difference between guys who actually know the game and say things from experience versus guys who don't necessarily understand the game, but they're just sort of like regurgitating what they heard from other people.
Yes.
It's two totally different things. So one guy actually knows the game because he's out there doing shit. The other guy sort of just heard stuff and is saying it. So it's two different types of energies. The guy who knows it has a different energy than the guy who's just sort of repeating what he heard.
Right.
And so imagine when you're talking to a woman, she knows the difference between a guy who gets it, meaning a guy who's used to talking to women, a guy who is comfortable talking to women, versus a guy who doesn't really know how to talk to women or a guy who's not used to talking to women. So when you approach a woman can feel that energy and say, "Damn, this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. This is kind of awkward. This is kind of annoying. I want to, you know, get out of this situation." And so women like to avoid awkward and weird situations at all costs. You understand? So they don't even want to have to deal with that. So if they're dealing with you and they see that, okay, this guy doesn't really know what he's doing or know what he's supposed to say, or he doesn't have any energy behind that, that's going to make a girl automatically be like, okay, I'm done. Because truth be told, most women, most of their interactions with men are interactions of men who don't know how to talk to women. Don't know how to create a situation where it's interesting, fun, or whatever it is to make the women be compelled to actually say, okay, yeah, let's make something happen. You see what I mean? So I think for him, he needs to work on a lot of things that's going to get him from point A to point B. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, again, if and I always say, you know, the best thing about being a man is that we do 10% of the work. And what's good in this scenario is that if I was the guy before or after him, he would be the reason why she would contact me before anything because of how he approached her. Because I don't ask you shit about things I don't care about. I'm not going to ask you what your favorite restaurant is or where's a good coffee shop? You know, it's pretty funny. I bet there was a Starbucks right behind his ass or some shit when he asked that motherfucking dumbass question. But that's what I'm saying, man. It just amazes me that you think that you have confidence, but women can see right through you. They can see that you don't have confidence by what you say. What you say and all, I mean, I keep telling them there's got to be a flow there, Lucario. And I don't think there's much of a flow here. I think there's a guy that's reaching and stretching and thinks he has confidence when all he is still scared like you would like the majority of these guys, brother.
Real talk, man. All right, so I got this next email. Let me get into this real quick. So this says, first of all, respect to you for doing what you do. I'm reaching out to you because I realize I have an issue and I realize what the issue is. The problem is my mother taught me to be a very nice guy. I'm so nice, I swear I was Canadian in a previous life. I'm so nice, I tend to allow a subtle disrespect to pass without any penalty. As long as it's not blatant, I let it go. Yet I know when I'm being disrespectful, and it truly eats me up later when I think it over after the moment passes. The issue also manifests when I'm dealing with women. I get paralyzed and over-analytical quite often, but what I think is called too good to be true syndrome. I know I have let some real stunners get away just because I failed to put my bid in properly. There's been plenty of other occasions where I could have or should have gotten a woman's attention, but I didn't for whatever reason I had in my head. I'm suffering right now because I feel like a loser sometimes. Any tips? So he's basically saying he's a nice guy, dude, who can't really attract women. So what?
Well, you know what, Lucario? I always tell people that, you know, and they can't do it now, but I always believe at around 7 or 8 years old, you've got to be able to cut the umbilical cord and not relate to mom. Even though mom is there that loves you, the thing about women is that they own more emotions and logic. Mom cares, coddles, and, you know, and all this other shit that they do. And I think that has hurt him in the long run because he's not been around men. You know what I mean? He's not been around people that get women and get ass and things like that. Well, like, again, like you say, this is the kind of guy that either needs your help or my help when it comes to this, because he's not going to make it on his own. He's going to be a carpet that women walk all over. This is nothing that you can't. The problem is people are always, and you want me to tell you what his problem is? And I guarantee it. He, like the majority of these people out there, they jump from one YouTube to the next YouTube to the next YouTube to the next one. And then they take all the bullshit, like I say, even that one you were talking about, lit watching and stuff, where the guys didn't have confidence. Most guys are listening to that regurgitated shit, and then they will try to use that against women. But he sounds like someone that just cannot be a man in a woman's eyes. Even if he gets a woman, he's going to pander to her because he's got mommy issues, and he's still got the umbilical cord attached to his mother. So his problem is a lot deeper than just getting women, because I give him the credit, Lucario, that he talks about he's been browbeat and he can't do this and he can't do that. But at the end of the day, his issues are more deep because he's been raised by a single mom and never had a real man in his life.
Mm-hmm. Real talk. And you know, it's funny, like him saying, you know, the whole nice thing, like he's aware of that, this whole nice guy thing. You understand? He knows what it is, but he's so caught up and stuck in it that he's continuously dealing with women in that way, which is why he's not going to get success. The thing is, again, this all goes back to before when I was talking about it, it's about that energy. It's a different type of energy. He has the energy of a nice guy who just, like, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's, like, scared to make moves. He's scared to be assertive, aggressive, and all this other stuff, which is the thing that turns women on. It's the behavior. That's the thing that guys keep, you know, not understanding, is that what gets a woman's panties wet and what makes her want to really fuck with you,
yes,
is how you're coming at her. You understand? Because women are turned on by how they feel when they're around you. And if he has this nice guy energy, they're not going to feel him when they're dealing with him. You understand? And he's not really pushing himself to get to that next point. to where he's being able to interact with women in a way where things can actually go down. Because he's talking about, oh, I feel like a loser. You know, my mom told me to be this nice guy, this and this and that. So what he really needs to do is he needs to, you know, really get to the point where he, you know, he gets actual coaching. Like, this is what I'm really trying to get dudes to understand this more, because a lot of times guys, they watch the videos, you know, they try to look at all the content or whatever, but they're not really one, taking action, but they're also not really getting down to the nitty gritty of what it means to actually get help and to improve. You see what I'm saying? Because the videos we put on YouTube, this free stuff, the free stuff is just touching the surface.
Yeah.
So if you're having this much issues, the free stuff's not going to help you much. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It'll get you to a certain point, but it's not going to get you over that hump that you have, and you know that you really need to get to. You see what I'm saying? So you would need to actually get some one-on-one coaching. You need to purchase certain things and apply it, do all that other shit, so that you can get from point A to point B. Because he's at the point now where he's so caught up in the nice guy thing, and he needs something that's going to really get him out of that. And it's going to be hard for him to get over that hump because he's so used to being in that nice guy shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Rosebud says it best. We are just giving these guys crumbs. And
right. The
question is how many crumbs in a slice of cake? Mm-hmm. Billions. So, and that's just a slice, and that's not even the whole cake. That's how
right. Deep
this is. But you have a guy right here that, like most guys, you know, dealing with mom, coddling the mom, coddling by the mom, a lot of inconsistent discipline, teaching him how to be emotional, teaching him not building boundaries and coping skills. Now, don't get me wrong when I say this, that, you know, being a nice guy is not a bad thing. I mean, you and I are nice guys.
Right.
It's just that we're able to tell a motherfucker no, and we're able to walk away from a motherfucker that is just wasting our fucking time. That's the difference between us. There's nothing really different, but that's a huge difference. And when you look as far as being a man, because the thing that you have to understand is when you wait, the game doesn't start when you walk up to the woman and start talking to her. When you get out that bed every morning and before you walk out that door, there is so much that's going on inside of you that just fucks you up when you walk out that door. You don't believe in yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself, why do you think someone is going to believe in you? Now he might get somebody. Look, here's the thing, Lucario, and this thing I'm never going to say. He's eventually going to get somebody. He is. And I say this for all the guys out there. You're going to get somebody. But what you're going to get is not what you really want at the end of the day.
Right.
You're going to get you're going to have a warm body. And that's all she is just a warm body up next to you. You'll get sex on your birthday. You'll get sex on fucking Valentine's Day. And you might get sex maybe once every 2 or 3 months from her. But one thing you will get is controlled, manipulated, and stepped on. She is not going to like you, but he sounds like a guy that, you know what? Women love guys like this, Lucario, because he's security. They know, like, you take an older woman, she knows she can fuck her pussy out, and then all of a sudden she like she can find a sucker like this that'll be happy to be with her. You know what I mean? And all she's going to do is she's going to use that guy. And guess who she's going to be fucking on the side? She's going to be like, hey, I'm the bad boy of the dating game. She's going to be fucking Lucario. That's what she's going to be smashing while you're going to have somebody that you don't like. So this is why we try to tell you. This whole thing has nothing to do with women. Stop making it about women and start asking the proper questions of Lucario. How do I fix myself to have enough confidence to stand on my principles, my last name, and my narrative? They always are making this shit about the pussy and not about themselves, man. What's your take on that, brother?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's real talk. It's like when dudes make the shit about the pussy, then they actually lose out on building themselves as men. You feel what I'm saying? And it's what I talk about all the time. It's about manhood. It's about you first. It's about the game. It's about you. So the thing is, you got a lot of dudes out here who, you know, they don't understand that. And they're so focused on getting the girl. They think that once they get the girl, I'm going to be happy. Once I get the chick, everything in my life is going to fall into place and all this other stuff. And so what happens is you start setting yourself up to eventually you're going to be disappointed and things are not really going to go your way, or you're going to be in a relationship that you're not really enjoying because you made it about her and not about you. You see what I mean? And so the thing is, a lot of dudes out there, they're not making it about themselves. They're looking for gimmicks and tactics on how to get the chick instead of trying to build themselves up. And then as a result of building yourself up, you attract the women. So this is the thing that guys got to understand is that even when you're thinking about a technique or how to make certain things happen, that's still got to be in relation to the foundation of it being about you first anyway. Instead of you doing things outside of your character or that's not you to try to get her. Because as soon as you start doing shit that's really like, you know, like you're like, for example, if you're lying to a chick or you're doing like silly games to get the girl and all this other stuff, then what happens is you're coming outside of your character in order to get her. And even if you do get her, what happens is that because you were doing all that trickery and manipulation and all this other stuff, you end up getting with a girl, but end up not being satisfied because the real you is not really being present. And when it is present, you end up losing her because she got you off of the trickery, or you got her off of the trickery, I should say. So the thing is, with this guy, with the whole nice guy thing and all this other stuff, he needs to build himself up to be the guy, the type of guy he, you know, who he really is. Because again, like I said, he's aware that he's being on this nice guy shit. So now that he's aware, then you got to change that. You got to switch that. You got to flip that. Then once you flip that, then you're going to actually start to get progress. But again, that's him working on him and not necessarily just trying to worry just about the pussy. Like you're saying, a lot of these dudes are just worrying about, oh, how do I get the girl? What do I need to do? What do I need to say to get the girl? It's like, forget about getting the girl for a second. What do you need to do to be a more attractive man? What do you need to do to build yourself up? What do you need to do in order to be more confident? That's the type of stuff you have to think about first, because then after you get all that shit popping, then all of those other things will fall into place easier. You see what I mean? So that's
yeah, and Acario, the build up is not on the inside. You know what I mean? I mean the outside. Excuse me. Another thing that he's going to have an issue with is he's going to have what I call ABC thinking. And his thinking is going to be like this: if he meets a girl, and if the girl is A and the guy is B, his thinking is if A does something to B, then A is going to do the same thing to C. So he's going to be thinking like, if a girl throws a drink in a guy's face, that she's going to do the same thing to him, and he's going to get intimidated about that. You got to understand something real quick before we read the next one. If they smell weakness, if they smell sugar in the water, they will attack. They don't. Hey, these sugar and spice and everything nice kind of women, man. Let me tell you something. You know, Lucario, that they don't respect weakness. They never will respect weakness. So y'all can keep listening to mommy and listen to these motherfuckers that send y'all the wrong way. But at the end of the day, without the proper help, and that's the thing. You've got to stop looking at things in a general way of how everybody needs to fix, because your problems are not like the next man's problems. And for in order for you to fix you, you've got to take yourself individually out of that pack and find someone that can help you on an individual basis and stop trying to generalize everything like they do, Lucario. All right. Well, okay, guys, we've got 11 minutes to go in the show. If y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. Let me read this. Steve, there's this girl that I like. We saw each other for a while, a year and a half ago. And one day I kissed her. I'm just reading the shit as it goes. Although she kissed me back, after that she ignored me for a while and we stopped talking. After some time we started talking again and agreed that we should be friends. after going out and talking a couple of times, she tells me that she likes me. And then we kiss, but she didn't tell me it because she overthinked what would happen between us. We study. I don't understand what I'm just reading the shit. Okay. When she kissed me, it seemed like she regretted it. However, a while later, she told me that we couldn't date because she was seeing this other guy that she liked for as long as she was seeing me. I was really upset, but we stayed friends. All right, I got two more paragraphs. Almost done, dog. Whew. Now a month has passed after she told me about the other guy. I still like her. I really like her a lot. We've gotten closer again, and she's already asked me out twice, although I thought I would go out with other people. Oh, my God, dude, this is fucking killing me. Okay. When I get there, it's just the two of us. The last time we went out, paragraph two, I got one more after this, dog. I'm hurrying. The last time we went out, we were really close to each other. She sat close to me. I put my hand on her leg, and she didn't mind. When I was dropping her home, we stayed in my car and talked for an hour. And I repeat, Lucario, we talked for an hour in front of her house. Just talking. I felt that I should have kissed her, but then I thought of what happened between us, and I stopped myself. However, when I got home, I regretted it. Last part. This is it, okay? Shit. I don't know what to think. Seems to like me, but I don't know if she just wants to be friends or that she wants more. I don't want to ruin this friendship. I don't want to ruin this friendship by kissing her again if she doesn't want it, but I don't want to let the opportunity to date her pass if that's what she wants. The problem is I don't know what to think. Sorry, Lucario.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm sorry, dog.
Okay. Because I'm kind of confused with this shit. Because he said he went out with this chick and he, you know, tried to get touchy-feely with her, I guess.
Yes.
And then they talked for an hour and then he... Did he kiss her or not? What did he do? Did he kiss her? Like, what happened? I'm confused.
Well, he tried to kiss her.
And so he's scared of saying he doesn't know what moves to make because he doesn't want to ruin the situation. Is that basically what he said?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the thing is, he sort of already ruined the situation in a lot of cases because of, again, his behavior. His behavior is one of a guy who, look, man, this is the thing. His behavior is going to cause him to lose the girl. Even if she's like, let's say, for just sake of argument, let's say hypothetically, she still likes him. She still, you know, thinks it's cool, you know, everything is cool or whatever. At some point, it's going to fizzle out or it's going to be done because he's not being masculine in this situation. You understand? He's not being aggressive. He's not being assertive. He's not interacting with her in a way that's going to cause her to be attracted to him. Because this is what guys don't understand. The behavior you display is going to get a woman or influence her or get her in the mindset of seeing you as the type of guy she wants to have sex with or the type of guy she wants to date or whatever. If you're sitting there too scared to make moves or you're worrying about, I don't know if I should do this or I don't know if I should do that, that's you being indecisive. That's not masculine. That's feminine. You being scared to, you know, make a move, that's not anything that's showing any type of confidence. So all of these things, you understand what I'm saying, is going to make it to where she's going to start to lose interest. If she hasn't lost interest already, she's going to lose interest. So he needs to understand that, you know, he needs to stop being so scared to make moves and have more confidence in himself to know that a woman's going to want to be with him or this chick's going to want to fuck with him. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it's crazy. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that, man? Steve, are you there? Yo. Oh, Steve, what happened to your audio? I think Steve's audio went out. I think the audio went out on you, Steve. What happened? Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, I can hear you now, Lou. I can hear you. My mic? All right. Double what? Yeah, but it's kind of long, so you're probably not gonna have enough time. Next week. No, I don't hear any feedback off of you, but I can hear you though. Make sure you go to badboymembership.com to get 45 through 90 minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Also, make sure you go to MrLocario.com to get the book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day. And also, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at RealMrLocario. All right? So, hit me up there. Yeah, I can hear you. All right, bro. I'll let you guys later.